Voters approved the sale of recreational marijuana back in 2012. And this week, the first stores finally opened to the public. Now, officials face a major effort to educate consumers about how to use marijuana responsibly. Roger Rothman's a marijuana researcher and professor emeritus of social work at the University of Washington. Bill Radke asked him about some of the misinformation on the health risks of using cannabis.
When people were arguing for legalization, some of them were saying outright, look, we should legalize marijuana because it's harmless. They were blatantly wrong, but that didn't prevent them from saying that. There were other people that said, look, it's harmful, but it's less harmful than alcohol. The problem is that a lot of people heard that as no big deal. There's nothing to worry about. Marijuana is essentially not a risk to health, to safety. And so we have now a big challenge. We've created a regulated taxed market in the state of Washington, and I'm really glad. And we've acknowledged that many people use marijuana moderately and without harm. But there are people who are at risk, and there are certain circumstances in which people really ought not to use marijuana, and we've got to do a good job informing the public about what's really known.
What is most dangerous about marijuana?
I think the greatest risk right now would be to young people. The brain is still developing into the early 20s. So you take a teenager, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, you get this individual starting using marijuana at that age and then using it regularly. There are two major risks. One of them is altered brain development, parts of the brain that are really key to cognitive function. But there's a second risk, and that is people who are getting derailed from what is healthy development during teenage years. The major job of a teenager is to learn, to be in school, to acquire skills, knowledge, and be prepared for adult life.
Of course, marijuana is still illegal for minors in Washington
State. It's illegal.
Do you think that legal pot for grown-ups will lead to more smoking among minors?
The studies are uncertain about that, but we're talking about knowledge rather than the law. And there are far too many people, teens and adults, who don't know that there's a substantial risk for teenagers using early and using it regularly.
What's your advice for users and parents?
If you are pregnant, don't get high. Marijuana crosses the placental barrier. It may have an effect on the development of the fetus and of the baby. If you are predisposed to schizophrenia, getting high may make you at risk of a psychotic episode. If you have had cardiovascular disease, marijuana smoking may in fact put you at elevated risk of a heart attack.
But not edibles?
It doesn't matter whether you've inhaled it or whether you've consumed it in food. It's essentially the same major compound once it hits the brain.
Now that marijuana is legal in Washington State, can I ask, do you use it?
No, I haven't used it for decades and decades, with the exception of one afternoon in Amsterdam in 1984 when I took a bit of a vacation. I haven't gotten high.
Which brings up the question, how much more potent is today's pot than what it was a long time ago? Because some people might be tempted to take up marijuana again now that it's legal, but it's been a while.
So botanists have learned how to create plants with really much more potency in the compounds. They've learned how to produce very powerful bud. People now are able to acquire marijuana products that are far more powerful than the kind of marijuana that you might smoke. So if you're a novice user, go slow. You know, we're going to have to learn how to live with these far more potent forms of cannabis that are now on the market. And I think we will if we do a good job in public education.
10 years from now, how glad will Washington State be that we legalized marijuana?
Man, I wish that I knew the answer to that. When I look to 10 years in the future, I'm optimistic. But we've got some real work to do in front of us to make sure that we learn to live with marijuana more healthfully and more safely.
Roger Rothman, Professor Emeritus of Social Work and a marijuana researcher, author of Marijuana Nation. Roger, thank you.
My pleasure.